Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Welcome back. It's Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, and the Hall of Famer, Brian Westbrook. One of the things that went really well for the Eagles on Monday night, the red zone play offensively. Last year, Eagles 23rd in the league in touchdown efficiency. And Brian, on Monday night, 3 of 4 touchdowns. DeMarco Murray runs one in, catches the football. Ryan Matthews, with a little help from his friend Alan Barber. Your look on red zone efficiency and how these Eagles are built for success there.
Well, I think they're built for success because their quarterback is able to get the ball out of their hands quickly. And that's really, really important. That keeps the defense honest, and it also keeps them off target just a bit. Anytime Sam Bradford has the ball in his hand and is able to get it out quick, your defensive players are not able to get underneath the routes. They have to respect, the linebackers have to respect the running plays, and so they're stepping up. The quarterback gets the ball, Sam Bradford gets the ball and throws it before the linebackers can get back in their drops. That makes the play even more successful. I think this team will continue to get better in the red zone. And then you also have the threat of the fake the run and throw over the top to Jordan Matthews. That's always key in the red zone. A bigger target, Jordan Matthews will have a lot of touchdowns this year.
10 receivers with receptions on Monday night. Matthews with 10 catches. The Eagles spreading it around. Nothing really down the field. And I know that certainly Chip Kelly wants to stretch this offense out a little bit, get the ball down the field to Josh Huff and Nelson Agholor, who had his first NFL action on Monday night. Brian, 10 receivers catching football. Obviously, they want to rotate a lot, keeping all 6 receivers active. Enough there at wide receiver and tight end with Zach Ertz coming back to make this a really proficient offensive passing game?
Well, Chip Kelly loves to take advantage of whatever the defenses give him. I think they need to find a better way to get a little bit more from your other receivers, Riley Cooper, Agholor. But you love the contribution from from Jordan Matthews. You love that. The other guys have to come along a little bit more. But you love the fact that they're able to spread the field with so many different guys. I think this offense has a lot of promise. It just needs to get more time under its belt. That's going to start in practice and continue into Dallas.
Your thoughts on Darren Sproles, another big game, so versatile. He looks like the modern-day Brian Westbrook.
You know what? He looks pretty good. I mean, he runs the ball, you know, with great quickness. He hits the hole hard. He's also able to catch the ball out of the backfield. You saw this game, him being used in a lot of swing routes, a lot of option routes. I think that's a little bit different from the way they used him last year. I think some of the routes last year, they were a little bit predictable. But this game, they were able to take advantage of the linebackers and the safety play.
Well, the Eagles struggling in the first half on Monday night. They came out in half number 2, and they dominated right from the jump. It started with a Walter Thurman interception. It ended with a DeMarco Murray touchdown run. We break it down for you, our All-22 review of how the Eagles started out with a bang in the second half of Monday night's game.
The play that got the Eagles back into this game was on the Falcons' first possession of the third quarter. It was the interception by Walter Thurman. Let me show you how it all happened from a coverage standpoint. Right now, before the snap of the ball, what do you see? You see 2 deep safeties. Maragos here to the right, Thurman to the left. That's what Matt Ryan sees before the snap of the ball. Let's clear the screen and let this run a little bit. You can see as we start this play, freeze it right here. What this now becomes as the play develops is you're going to see Maragos drop deep into the middle as a single high safety. You're going to see Thurman right here in what we call robber or lurk position. He's a lurk defender as part of this man-free coverage. Now, as we clear the screen and unfreeze it, you can see Matt Ryan does not pick up Walter Thurman. He thinks he's out of the play, so he throws to White on the deep dig. Thurman makes the pick. Interception Eagles. That got the second half started. This was the Eagles' first touchdown of the third quarter following the Walter Thurman interception. What they're going to do is have a sweep to the right with DeMarco Murray. It's a staple running play that the Eagles use. And what they're going to do is pull the center, Jason Kelce, and the right tackle, Lane Johnson. Let's clear the screen and let this start. This is really well executed by the Eagles on offense here as we start this play. You see Kelce, you see Johnson, really well done. Freeze it right here. Another really good block is Josh Huff down here. that wraps it up. A sweep to the right, you can run the play. You'll see Murray's clean to the end zone. This is a staple of the Eagles' run game. They get their backs out on the perimeter with their athletic offensive linemen pulling.
Great stuff there, Greg. Reminder for all of you, the All-22 review available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com after every game, the morning after each game. And it's stuff you can't find anywhere else. We break down the film and tell you how it happened on the field. When we return to Eagles 360, time for a little fantasy football. Alex Smith and Joe Dolan talking about what to expect in week 2 of this NFL regular season.